الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, we will do a series starting today on the special ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called ibadur rahman, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slave of slaves of Ar-Rahman. That's an address of great honor for the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then described, who are the ibadur rahman. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, all of these ayat are in Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنَ وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who walk on the earth with humility, in humbleness. And when the jahilun, ignorant, when they talk to them or they address them, they say salam. They say salama. Now, two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned here. The first and foremost, as I mentioned, is the honor for such people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Al-Ibadur Rahman. Now, the first quality of those Ibadur Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as humility. Walk on the earth with humility. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the arrogant people, and he warned them, don't walk on the earth as if you are heavier and bigger than the earth, and as if you are taller than the mountains. So to behave with humility and walk on the earth means to behave with humility. It's also the term walk is used because that's a way of, it's the body language of arrogance, which can be seen when somebody who is arrogant walks. But it has to, the statement has to do with our entire behavior, how we walk, how we talk, how we behave. So humility is what is prescribed, and arrogance is what is decried and which is despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, humility is the expression of ubudiyat, which is what our religion teaches us with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa la ilaha illallah. We worship only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So humbleness and humility is a expression, outward expression of the ubudiyat of somebody, of a person. That the person is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is completely humble and is in a state of sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the reason I'm saying this is because this is a very, this is one of the first things that comes, and it's a paradox because this comes to people who are materially in this dunya blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arrogance does not come to the poor person. Arrogance does not come to the person who has nothing. Arrogance comes to people who have wealth and people who have knowledge. This is a disease of two kinds of people. People, I always call it the disease of the ulama and the mamluk, the kings, the disease of the scholars and the kings. And you don't have to be a king for that. Anyone with even some money, you find people become arrogant. So it's a paradox because when we are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, whether it is with money and power, or whether it is with knowledge, or both, then this should produce shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this should produce humility. It should produce the desire to use our resources to help others and so on. But shaitan is there, so shaitan turns the blessing into a curse. Because with respect to arrogance, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that kibr is my cloak. Kibr is my cloak, and anyone who tries to take from it, I will destroy him. So arrogance is the best way to get to Jahannam as quickly as possible. all actions and all ibadah and everything else gets cancelled because it comes from arrogance. And arrogance is also behind riya in many ways, because a person is arrogant about his ibadah, for example. A person might say, well, you know, I pray tahajjud every day and I read so much Quran and I fast so much and so on. Produces a feeling of arrogance. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Because all of whatever you are doing gets nullified by this. And riya comes into this because even in our talk, we should be very careful, because sometimes people will say, I will make dua for you in tahajjud. Now, on the face of it seems to be a good thing to say, but effectively also, wallah alam, what you are probably saying is you want people to know that you pray tahajjud. So I will make dua for you in tahajjud. Just say I will make dua for you, khalas, inshallah. You make it in tahajjud, no problem, alhamdulillah, that's very good. But always try to hide the, especially the ibadat, the personal ibadat that we do, which is fasting or tahajjud or khairat, sadaqat, try to hide this from people. Now, fard salah, of course, we pray in jama'ah and we call the azan before that, because this is not for hiding. This is, alhamdulillah, to be done publicly. Also, with regard to khairat and sadaqat, some amount of it can be given publicly also, alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with that, or even with announcing it, because it's also a matter of targhib. It encourages other people also to do it. But to link it, and like, for example, somebody will build a masjid, then he will put his name on, my masjid. So and so's masjid. These are all, Allah knows who built the masjid. Allah does not need your, Allah is not reading your board to say who built the masjid. If you build the masjid, then there is no name on it or somebody's name on it, doesn't matter. You built it, Allah knows who built it. What is the need for your name? And all of these things are things which lead to riya, which lead to showing off before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are signs of arrogance. Of course, obviously, the whole attitude of talking arrogantly, of cursing, of behaving arrogantly, all of these are things. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when somebody comes to see you, offer him a chair. If you are sitting down, offer him a place to sit. If a person deliberately makes another person to stand in his presence while he himself is sitting, as a show of his power and strength, as a show of arrogance, like we say, how can you sit in front of me? That kind of thing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if somebody does that, then he will search for and find his own place in Jahannam. He said, just by making somebody stand out of arrogance, I mean, if somebody is coming to just ask something and he goes away, that's okay, that's not a problem. But question of how can he sit in front of me? That kind of arrogance, which we see, may Allah protect us, we see all of these things always. Arrogance also in terms of how we treat poorer people. For example, in this city, it's so terrible. In Ramadan, we generally have this issue of, we give zakat in Ramadan. So, a lot of people give zakat in the form of clothes. If you go to clothing shops, the shopkeeper will ask you, if you are giving sari, zakat ke sari hona ka puchta hone. Now, what is a zakat ki sari? Zakat ki sari is some third class, lousy material which is very cheap, obviously somebody, this is enough of a demand for someone to manufacture it and someone to sell it and someone to actually specify that this is zakat clothing. I mean, how shameful is that? How shameful is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you give something, if you give the best, only that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Give the best, give whatever you like. Minimum is to feed or to clothe as we eat and as we wear. Nothing short of that. I mean, if we give, and this is very common. It's very common. We eat food in our homes, and when for the servants, you buy a lower quality rice. You buy a poorer quality and you give it nokanoka chawal. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. You see how shaitan takes away the goodness of what you are doing, where because of the way you are doing it, it turns into an azab for you instead of something which is a blessing. So very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as the quality of the people who he called al-ibadur rahman. Let us make sure that we Do not display any arrogance in anything to do with us, neither in our actions, nor in our speech, nor in our body language and what we do. Behave with humility, behave with humbleness. And if you find some jahil who is, getting on your nerves, don't engage with them. Do not engage. Just say salaam alaikum and move away. Do not engage with them. Don't retaliate. He curses, you curse, then we all come down to the same level. No, let them talk. Imam Shafi rahmatullah said, when a lion is walking on the road, why must he respond to every dog which bucks? Seriously, I mean, if he won't even look at it. He will not even look at the dog. He's walking down the road. So, always very, very important for us. Do not engage with negative people because, like Mark Twain, I think, said. He said, don't engage with ignorant people because they drag you down to their level and then they beat you with experience. Because they are so ignorant. They've got great experience in being ignorant. So, he said, don't fall into that trap. So, don't engage. Just say, salam alaikum and go away. Move away from there and but do not engage with those people. So inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us humble and to keep us humble and to take us in a state of humility before him so that we are then raised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then raise in darajat those he wishes because of that humility. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.